There is other news. The Texas State Senate is preparing for a trial of the state's Attorney General, Ken Paxton. Last night, the Texas House voted overwhelmingly to impeach Paxton. He's a Republican, and both chambers are controlled by Republicans. The impeachment triggered Paxton's immediate suspension from office. The Senate trial will determine whether he's removed altogether. The 20 articles of impeachment range from charges of taking bribes to obstruction of justice and abuse of public trust. Paxton, a Trump ally who once asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the 2020 election, has denied any wrongdoing. In Turkey, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan won today's runoff presidential election. His supporters took to the streets to celebrate another 5 years in office. He beat Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, who promised a return to parliamentary democracy. Erdogan's 20-year tenure has consolidated power into a near autocracy. Erdogan overcame public unhappiness over Turkey's crippling inflation and the government response to a devastating earthquake 3 months ago. In Ukraine, there was a massive barrage of Russian suicide drones overnight. The capital, Kyiv, was especially hard hit by the Iranian-made drones. Kyiv is preparing to mark the anniversary of its founding. The Ukrainian military said it shot down more than 40 drones over the capital. And American Joseph Newgarden has won today's Indianapolis 500. On the final lap, he overtook Swedish driver Marcus Ericsson, who won last year. Today's crowd at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway was one of the biggest in decades. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, on this Memorial Day weekend, the World War II heroics of Captain Francis Brown Wye. And an Army bugler tells his grandson about his special wartime assignment.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.